Good morning and welcome back to Nachiyomi. Today we are going to be learning Mishlei Perek Yotes, the 19th chapter in the book of Mishlei. We are getting towards almost two-thirds of the way through this Sefer, and this Perek has 29 psukim in it. We can really divide it up into about six sections, which hang together pretty closely and pretty consistently. The first five psukim, Aleph to Hey, are talking about four different types of friends. Now this is the way that the Da'at Mikra sees it, Rav Yehuda Kiel, but this is not necessarily, there are other ways to read this, but the way he looks at it is, it describes four different types of people, an Ish Rash, a person who is an impoverished person, there is a person who is Ashir, there is a Rash, an impoverished man. There is an Ikesh Sefasov, one who speaks perversely. There's a Ksil Beloy Das, a person who's a fool without knowledge. And there's an Ish who is Atz Baraglaim or Nimhar, a person who really is a Rasha. These are people who are different types of personalities and they form different types of friendships. The Chiddush of Rav Yehuda Kiel is these are not just descriptions of people, but rather this is a description of friends. And Pasuk Dalad pulls these different ideas and people together by saying, Hoin yosif re'im rabim, wealth makes many friends, v'dal mere'eu yipared, a poor man loses his last friend. The next section is Psukim Te'evov Tetes, in which it describes the Nadiv and the Rash and their friend. The Nadiv is the generous person, the Rash is the impoverished person, and the friends they make continuing along the same idea. It should be noted that Pasuk He and Tes, which are the concluding Psukim in each of these sections, are almost identical, which read, Eid Shekarim Lo Yenakeh, a false witness will not go unpunished. V'yafiach kezovim lo yimaleit. He who testifies lies will not escape. The third section runs from Pasuk Yud to Yud Aleph, and it praises patience. The person who is able to take the longer route. The person who is able to have the delayed gratification in life. Pesukim Yud Gimel to Yud Dalet on the theme of man and woman and relationships. The fifth section is Yud Tezvav to Yud Zayin, which are praising those who keep mitzvahs and the rewards they will get. And finally, the last and sixth section are Yud Ches to Chav Tes, which describes four types of sons. Not friends this time, but sons. And they are described with an introduction section, but really essentially in Pasuk Chav Hei and Chav Zvav, in which we talk about a Leitz, a person who is a clown, a person who is a scoffer. The next person is Pesi, is a simple person. Then the next one is a Navon, an intelligent person. And finally, the last one is one who is a Mevish Umachpir. And then a Pasuk Chavov, which is a person who is causes shame and disgrace. These are four different personality types of children which are being described in this Perek and the impact they have on their parents and their educators. We're going to focus on four different psukim over here, just to try to understand and unpack them a little bit. The one pasuk we're going to look at is a very beautiful pasuk, Pasuk Dalad, Hoin yosif re'im rabim, v'dal mere'eu yipared. Wealth will increase many friends, and those who are impoverished loses his last friend. This could be understood on the most basic and cynical level, as the Malbim says, is that if you see a person who has many friends, they're not really friends, they're just, you know, they just accompany people who have a lot of money. Unfortunately, popularity is easy to measure when it comes to wealth. As they still say, wherever there is a will, there is a relative. Unfortunately, that's the way it works. You know, sort of we think about back to the Fiddler on the Roof when Tevye sings his famous song, If I Were a Rich Man. He describes in it, the most important men in town will come to fawn on me. They'll ask me to advise them like Solomon the Wise. If you please, Reb Tevye, pardon me, Reb Tevye, posing problems that would cross the rabbi's eyes. And it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're very rich, they think you really know. So this is, unfortunately, the description which is being described over here in Pasuk Vov. However, the Likutei Maharan, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, says a very, very powerful idea, a spiritual idea. And that is that he describes that every person is surrounded by an environment. It is an aura which surrounds each person. And when a person is able to hear, when a person engenders giving, tzedakah, and love, It clarifies that environment. It enables there to be communication between him and other people. When a person, unfortunately, is selfish, they break down that environment and communication breaks down as well. This is sort of, so to speak, a metaphysical phenomenon that he's describing. Therefore, he says, the more we are willing to love and give tzedakah and to be generous to others, the more we enable the channels of communication to be affected. Therefore, how do you read this pasuk? The pasuk is really saying, not a cynical statement, but hoin yosif re'im rabim. If a person is able to utilize their assets, and assets could be financial assets, assets of energy, time, personality, lessons. If a person is able to be generous with that, then yosif re'im, they'll be able to create more friends because their generosity will open the airways, open the channels of communication. This is a metaphysical and also an emotional idea which Rabbi Nachman is presenting over here. Very, very powerful, powerful idea that is underscored in this pasuk. The refrain in pasuk Hey and Tes is a pasuk which reads, Eid shekarim lo yinakev yafiach kzovim lo yimaleit, that a person who is a testimony of falsehood would never be acquitted, and a person who brings to court false, again another word for falsehood, slander, will never escape it. The Rabbag says it simply is that, you know, when it comes to Din v'cheshbon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never acquit us for the slander we make about others, because ultimately, even though it may not be something which can be protracted in a court case, prosecuted in a court case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still bear that in mind. The Vilna Gaon says that it's not necessarily about talking Lashon Hara. The way to interpret this pasuk is that a person is learning Torah lakanter. That means to say, not for the purposes of actually coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just to use it for another purpose, for a negative purpose, or if a person is learning without intent of ever fulfilling, they just use this as an intellectual exercise. When times of sorrow come, the Torah will not act as the protecting agent it can and should for that person. And therefore, if the Torah was to this person an aid shakarim, it was a testimony of falsehood. It was never meant anything to them, then it won't act as the remedy it could possibly benefit the person for being. That's another interpretation of Pasuk Hey and Tes. The pasuk we move on to now is pasuk Chof Beis. This pasuk should sound very familiar to us. This pasuk is in our pasuk in Zimra. Rabois machshavois belevish v'atzas Hashem hisokum. Many are the thoughts in the heart of a man, but the ideas, the advice, the counsel of Hashem will ultimately be established. What this could mean over here is, as the Metzuras David points out, is that yes, we have a lot of ideas. Human beings have a lot of ideas, but ultimately the idea which we often gravitate towards is one which we may not necessarily have come across ourselves. It wasn't our ingeniousness which helped us arrive there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also invests in us, so to speak, inception. He helps us get to the idea which he needs us to get to as well. Yes, we have free will, but Hashem will invest into us the necessary idea. That's why in Yiddish, the word for an idea is not I had an idea, in an arrogant way of saying in an alpha moment that you had inspiration, but rather it's an einfall, it fell in. It means to say that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you something from it. That's how Yiddish expresses it beautifully. The Emunah Sodeos, or Sadia God, is a completely different way of looking at this. He quotes this pasuk in Ma'amar HaAsiri about the Hanagas HaAdam, and he's talking about how a person should act in love. And he points out that this is not a negative thing that's being said about human beings, but it's actually a prescription. What it's saying to us in the pasuk is that there's no one modality in life which fits all cases. In other words, patience doesn't work in every situation. Generosity doesn't work in every situation. Mercy doesn't work in every situation. Cruelty doesn't work in every situation. There's no such thing as a characteristic which can be applied in every case and always be successful. Every value which is of value is in tension with another value and needs to be applied to a spectrum depending on the situation. Therefore, the way that Rav Sadia Gaon reads this pasuk is Rabois machshavois belevish. There should be many thoughts in the human mind. By a person being able to deal with subtlety, deal with the ability of not being in brash, broad strokes, that is Atzas Hashem, is the ability of a person to apply things in different cases. And he goes into the natural world around us, and he says, you see the world around us, nothing is composed of singular cellular organisms which are sophisticated. You know, everything depends on multiple layers of existence. Everything is diverse, the diversity of life. Of course, there should be a diversity of life when it comes to our emotional makeup as well, which is the Rabbis Machshavos Belevish. What a profound thought. And finally, actually, just as a fascinating aside, the Chida points out at the end of this pasuk that the words Ma Rabbis Machshavos Belevish is in fact the machshavos belev ish are the sofei tevos. The last word in each of those words is Shabbos, which means to say on Shabbos is a time where we can only have thoughts. We're not supposed to be talking about our commerce and our business or our politics, as one way of saying it. And he also points out that the word ish, belev ish, ish, the word ish is the word Atzas Hashem Hi Takum, the word He, which is Hey Yud Aleph, is an acronym for three people, and they are in fact Hillel, Yosef, and Elazar. Those are the three people mentioned in the Gemara who say that they will be the example of people who were able to utilize this situation and therefore extract or remove the excuses of others. So Hillel was a person who's Mechayev Ha'aniyim, who will be able to show that even if you're deeply impoverished, you'll still want to learn Torah. Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom was the person who's Mechayev HaSashirim. The person can't say, because I was rich, I couldn't learn Torah because of Rabbi Lazar, because he was able to. And Yosef HaTzadik, Mechayev HaSashirim, Yosef HaTzadik was able to be the golden standard for those who are evil because he was able to overcome his indulgences. Finally, the last pasuk we're going to focus on is pasuk Chaf Hei, where the pasuk says, Leitz Takeh Upesi Yarim. A person who's a scoffer, you should hit, and if Pesi is a fool, Yarim, you should invest cunningness into them. So what's going on over here? What is being described? There seem to be two extremes here. The Me'ar Shilach quotes a Medrash in Parashas Yisro, which says that this refers to two personalities in Tanakh, and they're back-to-back with each other. The end of Parashas Beshalach, Amalek attacks Israel, and the beginning of Parashas Yisro, Yisro arrives and joins Israel. He says that, who is the Leitz? The Leitz is a scoffer who believes nothing, believes no miracles. There's nothing such as the divine. That's Amalek, who's willing to attack right away. Then you have the other person, like the Yisro, is the Persi. He believes everything. Everything is fine. Everything's wonderful. So he says those two extremes are not healthy, says the Me'ar Shilach. That's what this pasuk is saying. Leitz Takeh. Amalek is not willing to believe in everything. They should be smitten down as they are. But Persi, a person who believes in everything, will drift and carry on drifting because they'll just be inspired and carry on being inspired wherever they go. They need to yarim. They need to have a little bit of cunningness. They need to be invested in the ideas they are so that they won't just drift down the stream of life. They'll be anchored in some place, not just be a nomad of ideas. And that's what's being said in this pasuk. These are two sides of a spectrum that we oscillate. We oscillate within ourselves from the Amalek to the Yisro spectrum. And the question is, can we find the right medium of belief and investment? In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.